Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Maseches Demai, the first parak, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basab, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Bischos, Rachel, Basab, Aragito, and Daniel, Eliezer, Ben, Spire, Rachel, they should be gebench with Zerusha, Kayama, Bakar of Mamish, and the same, we're starting this Maseches together, we should be Zerusha to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnahs together. Now before we start the Mishnah, we have to understand what Demai is. Most simply put, Demai is produce, such as grain, veggies, or fruit, that come from an Am Haaretz. Am Haaretzim weren't 100% trustworthy to separate proper Maaseres, and therefore their produce is called Demai, which is a combination of the words Da-Mai. What is this? Did it have Maaseres separated or not? And in order to fully appreciate what Demai is, let's back up even a little bit more. As we learned in Maseches Brachos, when produce reaches a certain stage, it has to have the required Trumas and Maaseres separated. Before this happens, it's called Tevel, and one that eats Tevel is Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim, so we have to be extra careful regarding Trumas and Maaseres. First, Truma is separated and given to a Kohen. Next, Maaser Rishon is separated and given to a Levi, who then has to separate Trumas Maaser and give that to the Kohen. Now, a big difference between Truma and Maaser is that only a Kohen and his family are allowed to eat Truma, whereas Maaser is allowed to be eaten by anyone. Now, after Truma and Maaser is taken, either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani is taken. Maaser Sheni is done in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. It's brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or its Kedusha can be transferred on to money, and the money brought to Yerushalayim and used to purchase food over there. Maaser Ani is given in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle and is handed over to the Aniyim. So back to Demai, which we said is produce of which we're unsure if the necessary Maaseres were separated. Truma was definitely separated, because Am Haaretzim were very careful with Truma. The main concern was regarding all the relevant Maaseres. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani, did they or did they not take them off? So practically, what does it mean to have Demai produce? What is one supposed to do in order to be able to use it? Does he just separate the regular Maaseres and move on? Well, after all, it's only a suffix, and it's possible that the Am Haaretz did take off Maaser, and here's where Demai is different than regular Tevel. Since it's only a suffix, there are certain kulos, certain leniencies when it comes to Maaseres of Demai. For example, most Maaseres of Demai only need to be designated but not actually separated, and we're going to explain what the difference between designating Maaser and separating Maaser is when we get to it in the Mishnah. Another example is that Maaser Sheni of Demai isn't subject to all the restrictions regular Maaser Sheni is. And the focus of the first parak is many of these kulas that apply to Demai. So Mishnah Aleph begins, Hakalan Sheba Demai, leniencies when it comes to Demai. And these things that we're going to mention in the Mishnah are specifically things that either grow wild, so they're completely hefker and they're not chayv in Maaseres, or even if they grow in someone's field, the owner most probably was mafkir them, and he doesn't care much about them, and they too are pater and meiser, and therefore, if a person gets these things from an Am Haaretz, they're not considered demai. What are these things? Hashitin, wild figs, viharimin, and lotus. Lotus is a type of flower that grows. Nowadays, there's the spread you can buy in stores or cookies you could buy in stores called lotus cookies. Not that. We're talking about a flower that grows called lotus flower. Vihauzradin and sour apples, ubenais shuach and white figs, ubenais shikma and figs coming from a shikma tree, vinoivlais hatmara and dates blown off the tree by the wind. The farmer wouldn't take those, he would just leave them and therefore they were hefker. Vagufnin and grapes that wouldn't ripen properly, the farmer wouldn't harvest those, he would leave them on the vines. Vahanitzba and capers. Now all these things that we mentioned are most commonly found in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael called the Galil. The Mishnah continues, what about Ubi Yehuda in the part of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, ha'oig, which is sumac, it's also a type of flour, v'chaymetz sheb Yehuda, and vinegar that comes from Yehuda, v'kuzbar, and coriander. Now let's just talk about this vinegar for a second. Usually, vinegar was made out of wine that's spoiled. However, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, a big nes happened that the wine in Yehuda never went bad because it was needed for the Beis HaMikdash. So their vinegar wasn't made from spoiled wine, rather from soaking grape seeds, which were usually hefker. Therefore, vinegar in Yehuda wasn't demai. Now, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Kol Hashitin Peturin, all wild figs are putter, they're not considered demai, chutz mishal dufra, except for wild figs that come from a dufra tree. Dufra is a combination of two words, du pri, two peres, two fruits, which means that this fruit produces two crops every year. Usually a tree only produces one crop. And this type of tree, the figs are not hefker, so therefore if a person is going to get these types of figs from an Am Haaretz, he has to consider them as demai. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, call a rimin peturin, all rimin are pater, they're not considered demai, chutz me rime shikmaina, except for rimin coming from the shikmaina area. Kol b'nais shikma peturis, all b'nais shikma are pater, chutz min ha-mustafais, except for mustafais, which means they ripen on the tree until they split open, and those are considered a good type, and they're not hefker. And now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we continue to talk about kulais of demai, specifically over here regarding kulais of maaser sheni of demai. Hademai, the Mishnah says, ein lo chaimesh. Demai of maaser sheni does not have a din of a chaimesh. As we said previously, a person that has maaser sheni doesn't have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. He could transfer its kedusha onto money and bring that money up to Yerushalayim. However, when he does so, he has to add a chaimesh. He has to add a fifth of its value onto that money. When we're dealing with Maaser Sheni of Demai, that chaimesh, that fifth, does not have to be added on. Furthermore, ve'ein lo bir, Maaser Sheni of Demai doesn't have the halacha of bir applied to it. As we've said previously, many times people would keep Maaser that they separated in a designated place in their home and simply forget or procrastinate giving it to whom it needs to be given to. There's a halacha called bir Maaseres. Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, one has to ensure that they get rid of all their stored up Maaseres. That only applies to regular Maaser Sheni, not Maaser Sheni of Demai. Another halacha, v'necha la'oinen, it's allowed to be eaten by an oinen. Regular Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by an oinen, which is a person that had an immediate relative die that day. That person's considered an oinen. He is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni of Demai is allowed to be eaten by an oinen. Also, v'nichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yotze, Maaser Sheni of Demai is allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out of Yerushalayim. So regular Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be redeemed in Yerushalayim itself. Once it's brought into Yerushalayim, you have to eat it, you're not allowed to redeem it. Now the Chum were geyser on top of that, that once Maaser Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim, even if it was brought back out again, you're still not allowed to redeem it, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai. Even though it was brought into Yerushalayim, you could bring it out of Yerushalayim, redeem it outside Yerushalayim, and then bring that money back into Yerushalayim. Another kula, abden es miyuta bedrachim, you're allowed to lose a little bit of Maaser Sheni of Demai along the way. Regular Maaser Sheni, you have to be very careful with it when you're bringing it up to Yerushalayim, making sure even a little bit doesn't get lost along the way. Maaser Sheni of Demai, you don't have to be so makbid with it. And furthermore, v'noisein la'am aretz, he can give Maaser Sheni of Demai to an am aretz. Regular Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be given to an am aretz because we're afraid he's going to eat it when tamei. Maaser Sheni of Demai is allowed to be given to an am aretz. However, the Mishnah says, v'yoichel kenegdai, he has to eat the corresponding amount of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim b'tahara. Meaning, let's say he gave 10 apples of Maaser Sheni of Demai to an Amma Aretz, and that Amma Aretz is going to be eating them in Yerushalayim. He has to take 10 regular apples and eat them b'tahara in Yerushalayim, and that's not a problem. And one more kula when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, and this one has to do with transferring its Kedusha onto money. When transferring the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto coins, one is allowed to take those coins and transfer Kedusha onto other ones, but only other ones of higher denomination. For example, let's say you have a few old crumpled dollar bills of Maaser Sheni, you're only allowed to transfer them onto a $5 bill, not onto other single dollar bills, even though they're nicer and newer and crispier. You're only allowed to go up. As we say, Malin Bekaidesh Ve'in Meridin, you go up and not down. And furthermore, the Kedusha of the money is not allowed to be transferred onto produce, unless, of course, it's in Yerushalayim. But with Demai, we're more makel. The Mishnah says, Mechalon Oisei Kesef Al Kesef, Nechayshes Al Nechayshes, we're allowed to transfer the Kedusha of silver coins onto other silver coins, or from copper coins onto other copper coins. Kesef al nechayshes, silver coins onto copper coins, or nechayshes al payers. We're even allowed to take copper coins of Demai of Maaser Sheni and transfer them onto fruits. V'yachsav yiftes payers, and we're allowed to even retransfer that kedusha from that fruit onto money again. Devar Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Now, Chacham just argued with this last halacha. Yeyalo apayers v'yachle b'yushalayim. Those fruits need to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. They do agree with Rav Meir that if you have Maaser Sheni money of Demai, you're allowed to take the Kedusha of that money and transfer it back onto fruits. However, you do have to take those fruits and bring them up to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to take that Kedusha and transfer it back onto money. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.